Good morning and welcome to Center of Light's Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, your guide for the next few minutes. So during this morning meditation, it's a great way to start your week and start your day. And although today is President's Day and a holiday, it's still a wonderful way to get going with the intentions you have for this week, for today, and for the rest of the year. Now, every week, of course, I'm focusing on a different theme, and it helps you to flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks, and then you're able to create the space for yourself in order to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So this week's focus is being courageous. And to be courageous really simply means that in the light of fear, you choose to move forward anyway. And if there's anything that stands in your way that may keep you from really progressing in forward movement, then this meditation can really help you in being able to break through those barriers and find that inner courage within you. So without any further ado, let's get started. Right now, I'd like for you to make sure that you're seated in a comfortable chair or area. Have your feet flat on the floor, your back straight, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. Exhale, nice and easy. And inhale again, just keeping those breaths connected up through the spine to the top of your head, and exhale, nice and easy. And again, inhale all the way up, allowing yourself to fully inflate your lungs, and exhale. Very good. And imagine you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. And this tree trunk is very solid, doesn't matter what kind of tree. You are as one with the tree as you sit upon it. And the roots of this tree go all the way down through the floor, through the ground, to the very center core of the earth. Those roots are so deeply embedded, nothing can disturb it or move it. And envision you are surrounded by a large bubble. All the way around you, this bubble is your aura. And just intend that it is 18 inches from your body, no more than 18 inches above your head, underneath your feet, in front of you, behind you, and on all sides. Continuing to breathe nice and easily, and very deeply. This bubble has a nice golden hue to it, with an edge that's a little stiff, kind of like an eggshell. And outside of this bubble, about 3 feet in front of you, envision a violet flame. This flame is burning from the floor all the way up to as tall or as high as you are. It's a beautiful violet flaming wall. Just envision a beautiful violet flaming wall. And continue to breathe nice and easily. And we're going to begin working with the chakras. There are 7 primary chakras along the spine, and we will be clearing each one. The chakras are wheels, little wheels that actually turn around, or spin around, I should say, and they open and close like the shutters on a camera lens. Each chakra contains valuable information that helps you to balance and regulate your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, and your spiritual body. And clearing the chakras of unwanted energies, such as memories, feelings, physical sensations, thoughts, belief systems that no longer serve you. By clearing your chakras of these types of things, not to mention the energy of other people who often like to share whatever is happening with them or however they see you or think of you, all of these energies can actually interfere with the balance of your personal space and system. So as you take these nice, deep, connected breaths, we will be clearing the chakra system. The first chakra is located at the base of the spine, at the tailbone. That's the root chakra. And as you continue to breathe, I want you to exhale out through that first chakra. Nice and easily. That chakra represents how you take care of yourself in every aspect, including your health and safety. It is the survival chakra. And just release any energy in that chakra that would keep you in any way stuck in a place of survival, because you want to thrive in this life, not just survive. The second chakra is located 2 inches below the belly button, also known as the spleen chakra. And this chakra helps to calibrate your emotions and sexuality. And so if you have any energy in that chakra that would keep you from experiencing anything other than fear or anger or depression or grief, loss, those sorts of things, just let all of those energies go. And as you breathe through the chakra and exhale out through that second chakra, know that the violet flame is ready to receive and actually suck into itself this energy that you're letting go of. All you need to do is focus on the breath, and as you exhale out through that second chakra, everything goes into the violet flame, whether it's images, whether it's your knowing what you're letting go of, you just know that you know, whether it's feelings, thoughts, belief systems, it doesn't matter what it is or who it might look like. Just allow yourself to breathe deeply, and as you exhale, let go of this energy. Let go of any sexual energy from the past that may be unwanted. It can even be sexual energy currently from a partner. Either way, it doesn't need to be in your space. where you are to operate from your own strong, powerful energy. You can exchange and enjoy others and still have your own energy in your own space. All right. And as you continue to breathe deeply, clear your third chakra and exhale through the area just behind the stomach, which is the third chakra. This represents your power, your personal true power. And this is how you, as a divine spirit, are able to utilize your power. So as you exhale through this area and release what's in that chakra, know that you're letting go of everything and anything that would keep you from really being in your power. Any kinds of addictions, any kind of control, whether you be the one that is working to control or you feel controlled by someone or something else. Release energy that is brought forth by the ego. That means any energy of force that often disguises itself as being power. Whatever it is, let it go from this third chakra behind the stomach. Breathing deeply and exhaling out through that chakra as you let go of whatever comes up in this moment. And focus on your fourth chakra, which is behind the heart. And as you do, let go of any energy that not only comes up, but also of the energy that may represent lack of forgiveness, hatred or hatefulness, bitterness, anger that may be in this area because of someone who broke your heart, abandonment, whatever might be there, whatever would keep you from fully being in alignment with absolute, unconditional, divine love for yourself and for others. There's no room for any energy other than unconditional divine love. So again, any belief systems, images of others that might be there, any thoughts, any feelings, whatever they are, let it go out of this chakra. Very good. And put your attention now at the fifth chakra. And your fifth chakra is located at the base of the throat. As you breathe deeply and easily, let go of the energy in this chakra that represents creativity and communication. This is where you, as spirit, absolutely express yourself. And allow that violet flaming wall as you exhale to take and suck into itself this energy of lack of communication, maybe too much communication, maybe a weakness that you may experience and not being able to create. Maybe you're feeling blocked in some way in that area. Whatever it is, as you exhale out through the base of your throat, this fifth chakra, know that that violet wall of flame is absorbing this energy so that you no longer need to carry it. nice, deep, and easy breath through that chakra. Very good. Releasing the feelings, the images, thoughts, beliefs, and everything else. And put your attention at the sixth chakra, which is located right in the middle of the head. This is also known as your third eye, your brow chakra. This is where you are able to see energy clearly. You're able to discern what's true from what's false, what's a lie from what's not a lie. This energy actually is an energy that would absolutely allow you to do what is necessary at this time. To do what is necessary means to have no judgment, but pure discernment. To be aware of what the illusion is from reality. And to know that you're able to live in a place of reality and clear seeing. So if you have any judgment and anything is disturbing you at this time, let that go. Very good. All right. And now I want you to put your focus on the seventh chakra, which is at the top of your head. At the top of the head. And this chakra is the crown chakra. And it deals specifically with knowing what you know, what you know. Being very clear about what you know. And so if you have any uncertainty, any confusion, or anything like this, let it go. As you inhale and then exhale, you will breathe through that chakra and let whatever might be there go into that violet flame. Very good. And as you continue to breathe and take those nice, deep, and easy breaths, know that you're clearing out any energy within the bubble and from one or all of the chakras that need to be cleared. So just envision, intend, that as you exhale, you're exhaling out of every chakra and all the way out of the aura bubble where the violet flame can receive this energy openly and readily. And if what you are experiencing is the equivalent of nothing, just intend that whatever you're ready to let go of at this time, you are letting go of. Nice, deep, and easy breaths. Very good. And just nice and easy. All right. And so now let's put our focus on being courageous. On being courageous. And I'd like for you, outside of your bubble, to imagine or to see something that you may have fear about, or something you might even be anxious about. See that person or that situation directly in front of you. And when I say see the situation directly in front of you, it may be a scene that plays out like a film clip, a short film clip. It may be the image of an area, specific area or room or something. Or again, it might be a person. But whatever it is, something that you have some fear about. It might even be overwhelm. You may have a big project facing you that you're in overwhelm about, and so there's anxiousness about getting it done. Whatever it is, see it out in front of you and stand up to it. In other words, see it face to face. Don't back away from it. Don't divert your attention from it. And as you see it face to face, pay attention to what you're feeling right now. Are you feeling fear? Is it loss? Anger? Is it overwhelm? Is it worry? What exactly are you feeling or experiencing right now? Now watch as this person or this event or situation goes directly into the violet flame. Allow it to go into the violet flame. And as it does, just simply watch as it begins to melt away. Continuing to take those deep breaths, allow yourself to also allow any of the feelings that are attached to what you're seeing to also go into this flame where it is purified. It no longer stays with you. The fear seems to be dissipating. The anxiety lowered significantly, if not gone. Worry is gone. Concern, stress, all of these different feelings and experiences. Let them go as you let the image that brings all of these to bear, all of it is leaving and melting into that flame. Keep breathing nice and easily. And if there are any residue feelings or experiences, let all of that go as you keep breathing so that all you're seeing now is that violet flame out in front of you. And one more time, I'd like for you to see another image, scene, person, place, thing out in front of you that you may have some fear around, or again, anxiety, worry. Doubt. Anger. See that in front of you. See it clearly and stand right up to it, face to face. Gather your strength as you look at it head on and every part of it. Imagined or unimagined, see it all and stand up to it face to face. And allow yourself to have the feelings that you do. Allow yourself to have the experiences that you do as a result. And see that person or that image or situation go directly into the flame. And with it, as it melts away, allow all of the feelings, the experiences that are going on within you at this moment in time to also melt away and be absorbed by that violet flame. Very good. All right. And as it leaves you and is being fully absorbed, just be aware of how much lighter you feel, how you are internally more peaceful. And how great it is to know that now you have the courage in which to stand very strong, to move forward with what you need to do, with what you must face and tackle at this time. Remember, courage is not the absence of fear, but courage is the willingness to move forward, to use your personal power in order for things to happen in light of fear. But in this exercise, you're able to release much of the fear or the other feelings and experiences you have around whatever it is or whoever it is that you must handle, deal with in order to move forward in your life, in order to move forward with your goals. And now one last deep cleansing breath. From the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale. And see yourself now surrounded by a great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun. And absorb as much of this sun as you possibly can. Very good. And one more time, a great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun surrounding you. And absorb it. Make these suns a gorgeous pearlescent golden light. Pearlescent golden light. And just suck up all of the sun. Let yourself become pregnant with this beautiful sun of pure energy all for you. Very good. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. And I'd like to thank you for joining me today for the Morning Miracle Meditation. And just so you know, if you'd like to know more about what's happening at Center of Light Miracles and what I'm up to, please visit the centeroflightmiracles.org website. In particular, if you go to the tab that says Live Events and then the drop-down menu that says Current Live Events, that will give you a very good idea of what's happening at Center of Light Miracles right now and the wonderful things that we offer, such as not only the morning meditation, but Ask Lynn, the miraclesystem.org, and other things as well. And until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.